Thank you, Chairman, and thank you to Minister Hayes for coming into the Dáil this afternoon as well to take this question. As you know, Minister Hayes, there was a protest outside your department this morning by farmers from many counties across the country, particularly along the west coast and southern west, southwest counties, on the issue of the glass scheme. And in particular, Minister, the restrictions which you and Minister Coveney are placing in that scheme by requiring a minimum of 50% of all farmers involved in the commonage to actually participate in the scheme in order for any one farmer to participate in that scheme. That, Minister, I know in response to a parliamentary question I put down, has been reduced from a previous threshold of 80% of all farmers participating, which you've actually reduced now to 50%. However, I'd like to point out some very pertinent figures to you in relation to the nonsense of the department and yourselves trying to put in this threshold, and the impact that's going to have, meaning that the vast majority of farmers with commonage will be excluded from actually participating in the glass scheme. Nationally, Minister Hayes, there's 14,929 farms with commonage. That's about 11% of all farms. Now, under the REP scheme, out of that 14,929, there were 3,500 farmers participated in the REP scheme. That was a 24% take-up of the REP scheme by farmers that had commonage. And I might point out to you, Minister Hayes, that the REP scheme could be joined individually by farmers. It wasn't dependent on other farmers actually joining as well. And it also had a maximum payment rate of €12,000. This new glass scheme, which is being introduced now, has a maximum payment rate of €5,000. And unlike the previous schemes, you can't join it on your own. You are saying you can only join it if 50% of all other farmers who have use of a commonage also join it. And the experience having been only 24% availed of previous schemes in the past. That will tell anyone, Minister, that the story is you are blocking out farms and farmers that have commonage from participating in the glass scheme unless you reverse your approach to that. And many of these farms are households which have lower incomes when we look at average incomes across the state. For example, the average beef farm income last year, Minister, was €15,000. The average sheep farm income was €11,000, and that was significantly down than before. And this new glass scheme, although it's a lower income threshold at €5,000 than was required or needed, it would represent a big income and a big proportion of income for your average beef or your average sheep farmer. Yet you are now, through the proposals you are introducing, excluding many of the most vulnerable family farms from actually participating in this scheme. So I would like you, Minister, to address those points in your reply. And the other thing I would ask you to give clarification on is, when will farmers be able to get their first payment under the glass scheme? Is it correct that it won't be until the end of the first year, in which case that farmers will not be able to actually get a payment under the glass scheme until 2016 at the earliest? That's unacceptable, Minister, particularly for low-income family farms to be blocked out from a very essential payment and part of their income for such a large period of time.
Thank you, Deputy McConnell. Minister.